Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Eruvin Nun, Eruvin 50b, pagination page 100, counting up from the bottom, seven lines at the end of a line, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. The Gemara over here is springboarding off the Mishnah, which told us that there could be a case where a person is walking towards a city, he sees a tree, it's a large tree, branches are covering a large area, and he does not specify where he wants to project his shivisa, his place of dwelling, to be. Conceptually, he does want to project it to the tree so that it should be considered the equivalent of his Erev Techumen and should enable him to get to his home. But since he did not specify where of the tree he's acquiring his Shevisa, we had a machlokis in the Gemara how to handle it. One approach was the approach of Shmuel, which says that it's a chamer gamal, he gets pulled in two directions, because the tree, since it is large, is going to leave him with the question whether he's located on the north side of the tree, where the branches extend, or to the south side of the tree, where the branches extend, and it becomes unclear where under the tree, and he gets pulled in both directions with a mimon afshach, whichever possibility could be, he has to be choshesh for that possibility and take that possibility into account. The other explanation, which is the understanding of Rav, if you'll look back at Mem Tes Amid Beis 49b, towards the bottom of the page where the Gemara begins, Lo Omar Klum, it doesn't stand, his Erev projection isn't good. Omar Rav said, Lo Omar Klum Kol Iker, his entire plan falls through. Afilu L'tachtov Shel Ilan Lo Matzi Ozil, even to the bottom of the tree, he's not able to go. Which, if we look at Rashi explains, means that he loses both Techumen according to Rav. Not only does he lose underneath the tree entirely, because he didn't designate where under the tree he wants to rest, and since it's Lo Siyem, he doesn't get it. He also loses his current location, because Okardaito, he uprooted his mind from this location. He does not intend this location to be his Makom Shevisa, his residence. He's projecting his residence to the new location, which didn't work. And therefore, Rav says you get caught not in a Mimon Afshach, in an either or, but rather in a neither. And he loses both. Let's see how the Gemara challenges this approach. So again, we're on Eruvin Nun Amid Beis 50b, towards the bottom of the page at the end of a line. Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, we have a brisa that would support Shmuel's approach. Ta'av v'irev l'shtei ruchos. Let's say a person made a mistake, and he actually did an Erev Techumen in two different directions. One to the north, one to the south, or one to the east, and one to the west. He thinks you're allowed to do two directions, maybe one for the night and one for the day. Or he told two of his servants, Tzu'u v'irvuli, go and make an Erev Techumen for me, echad Erev alav l'tzofan v'echad Erev alav l'darom, and from that say so, two different Erevin in two different directions were produced, because each one did his own thing. So the rule is, Mahalach litzfon ke'iruva lidorom, He gets pulled in both directions. We're not sure which one takes effect. And therefore, he has to observe both. To the north, he can only go as far as the southern Eruv allows. To the south, he can only go as far as the northern Eruv allows. V'imitzu alavas hatchum, and if they each went the maximum distance from where he starts, lo yozes mimikomo, then he's stuck. Because if they each did 2,000 amma, so then he can't go to the right, then he can't go to the left, because he's being held back by each of their Eruvin. It appears to be a kasha on Rav. Because Rav said, in a similar case, where we got stuck between two techumen, Rav said, you lose everything. And over here, this brisa is saying that it's just a question of which one you get, and as long as you're walking in a, what we call a gray area, an area that's covered both by one Eruv and by the other possibility, you're allowed to go. So how do you understand Rav, who says that in such a case of question, you lose both? And the Gemara's response is, Rav Tanahu Upalig. Rav is the transition stage from Tanoim to Amoroim, to the authors of the Mishnah, to the authors of Gemara. He's in the transition, and therefore he's still allowed to argue on a Mishnah, and his is an independent opinion, and Rav rules that you lose both. Rashi, over here, makes a fascinating distinction between this Gemara and the previous Mishnah, which was being asked upon according to Rav's understanding. Again, the Mishnah that we had before was that he's walking towards a city, and he projects his Shavisa to the area of the tree, but since it's not definitive where under the tree, that projection doesn't work. And Rav holds, not only do you not get the projection, but you don't even get where you are, because you are okar daite. You uprooted your mind from your current location. And the Gemara is asking, why is that different than a person who is Eruv Lishtei Ruchos, who puts an Eruv in two places, one to the north, one to the south, and it seems that he gets both of them, so to speak. In other words, it's a question to us. And as long as he walks in an area that is acceptable according to both Eruvin, he's fine. We don't approach it the way Rav said that you lose both. Asks Rashi, five lines up, Midamya hala de Rav. Can you compare it to what Rav said? Over here, the guy wants both. And over here, by the servants, they're also trying to do what he wanted them to do. You can't get two. But that's really what he wants. He said yes to him, and you're also right. And therefore, in our braisa, on today's daf, he should get at least one, whichever one happens first, or whatever. But one of them should work. He wants them both. And since we don't know which one he gets, so we give him the chumras of both, stringencies of both. Because one of them is for sure good. Aval hasam, but over there, by Rav, he did not want to rest where he is. You may want him to. You may think that's his default. But he didn't want it. And that's where Rav's coming from, saying that you lose your current location. V'tachasa ilan, and underneath your tree, after he rejected his current location, he tried to get this new location, and Sava Rav holds that since he didn't designate the place, ein lo shvisa klal, he has no place. And Rashi is saying that if we understand the Gemara the way we just presented it, then it does not appear to truly be a contradiction, because you have a resolution. Again, in our Gemara, he wants them both, and it's just a question of which one he gets. In the previous Gemara, where Rav took such a harsh position and telling him that he lost both, the reason is because that's what he wanted. He wanted to lose his current location. He's rejecting one location and he is suggesting a location or trying to acquire a location that doesn't work because he didn't designate definitively where he wants his Shevisa to be. Yeshikoach, have a great day.